Hi, this is Eric Offner. I'm your host. The name of the show? Eric's Sounds of Jazz. I have a special treat for you. A live recording, live music, of January 18, 1944. The place, the Metropolitan Opera House. Jazz had been heard at Town Hall and at Carnegie Hall. But now, on January 18, 1944, you're going to hear the Esquire's All-American Band. Esquire magazine sponsored an event at the Metropolitan Opera House, organized by Leonard Feather, as well as Esquire's editor, Arnold Gingrich, and the Belgian writer-critic, Robert Goffin. Would you like to listen to the first number? Here we go.
On guitar, Al Casey. Drums, Sidney Catlett. Trombone, Jack Teagarden. Clarinet, Bonnie Bigard. Tenor saxophone, Coleman Hawkins. Trumpet, Roy Eldridge. Thank you.
The name of the tune was Esquire Blues, but you have an MC, Leonard Feather, who introduces everyone on Esquire Blues, so I won't give you further details. I do want to tell you who was voted number one in the Esquire All-American Band. Louis Armstrong on trumpet and vocal, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, Coleman Hawkins tenor sax, Art Tatum piano, Al Casey guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Sid Catlett on drums, Red Norvo on xylophone, Lionel Hampton on vibraharp or xylophone, Billie Holiday on vocal, and special guest from the Armed Forces, Artie Shaw. Artie Shaw was not at the concert, but he got the votes. Who voted for him? Esquire Magazine's Board of Experts. 15 votes. Esquire cartoonist Mr. Campbell, writers like Charles Edward Smith, and editors like Barry Ulanoff of Metronome, Abel Green on Variety, Elliot Grenet of Billboard, and Frank Stacey from Downbeat. I called George Avakian, and he told me he voted for Muggsy Spanier, Pee Wee Russell, and Eddie Condon. George, of course, is the most famous record producer of all times, that is, jazz record producer. Robert Goffin chose Teddy Bunn and George Brunis. The aforementioned Charles Edward Smith chose a Dixieland combo with Brunis, Fazola, Joe Sullivan, and Lonnie Johnson.
Now the band offers a little stump number entitled Mop Mop.
Thank you.
Mop Mop was something like a bebop number, also known as Bop Bop. It's an I Got Rhythm riff.
Our first vocal star of the evening, an incomparable all-American girl singer, Miss Billie Holiday.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seams of anyone's dream. Is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory. The arms may hold a thrill, but please do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue when we're apart? The words in my heart reveal what I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory. The arms may hold a thrill, but don't do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. Do nothing. Thank you. since I've been your babe. I've been your slave ever since I've been your babe. But before I'll be your dog, I'll see you in your grave. My man wouldn't give me no breakfast, wouldn't give me no dinner, squawked about my supper, then he put me outdoors. Had the nerve to lay a matchbox on my clothes. Long, long ways to go.
Beautiful voice of Billie Holiday, supported by Tatum, Casey, Roy, and Bonnie. Audible on Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me and Billie's Blues, also known as I Love My Man. How wonderful these two vocals.
And now we introduce one of the greatest and most historic personalities in the history of jazz, Mr. Louis Armstrong.
But love, baby, that's only thing I plenty of, baby, dream wild, scheme wild, you should find happiness. And I guess all the things you grind, baby, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelet, Woolworth doesn't sell. Oh, baby, no, no, till that lucky day. You know done well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Looking swell. Baby, diamond bracelet, Woolworth doesn't sell. Baby, tell that lucky day. You know done well, baby. I can't give anything but love. That's the only thing I've plenty of. I can't give you anything but love.
There was a lot of confusion. The mics were poorly mic'd and sloppily executed. So on I Can't Give You Anything But Love, they had to do the introduction a second time. They didn't work for mechanical reasons. When Louis' vocal is properly amplified, they had more problems. In any event, it turned out quite well the second time.
The Jackson Peabody, gonna swing out from them good old rooms on the drum and vocal. I got a right to sing the blues, yes.
Got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to feel low down. I've got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain gal in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. All I see for me is misery. I've got a right to sing the blues. I've got a right to moan and sigh. I've got a right to sit and cry, down around the river. I know the deep blue sea will be waiting there for me. It must be love, say what you choose. I've got a right to sing the blues.
Tatum was featured in Sweet Lorraine.
Piano solo by Art Tatum on Sweet Lorraine. Thank you.
I Got Rhythm shows off Red Norville on the xylophone. You also heard Eldridge, Teagarden, and Hawkins on that number.
As you may know, there was a special division in the voting in this year's Esquire magazine All-American Band Contest devoted to miscellaneous instruments that takes care of such instruments as xylophones, vibraharps, and if necessary, though not probably, such things as ocarinas, piccolos, and so forth. In this division, there were two winners tied for first place this year, and one of them is featured in this next number, which is going to be an all-out jam session with everybody taking some solos later on. Red Norville at the xylophone in I Got Rhythm. Red Norville.
Thank you.
Network Coca-Cola broadcast was coming up next as part of the concert, but they had 3 minutes to wait. Instead, Leonard Feather calls for an improvised blues, and of course, Teagarden, Casey, Bigard, and Eldridge showed their stuff. I'm always glad when there's an unprepared jam session for the blues. That's what you heard for 3 minutes before the radio announcer did another introduction.
Well, we have about 3 minutes left before we turn the stage over to the gentleman from the Blue Network for preparations for the Spotlight Band's broadcast, and I wonder whether you'd like in that time to hear the boys play some blues. Would that be a good idea? Take it away, Jack, start out on some blues. Just 3 minutes of blues, okay?
The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Band. And tonight for our audience of war bond buyers at the first jazz concert ever given at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands presents Esquire's All-American Jazz Band. And here's the lineup of the All-American Jazz Band. Trumpets, Louis Armstrong on the trumpet. Roy Eldridge. Trombone, Jackson Teagarden. Saxophone, Coleman Hawkins. Clarinet, Barney Bigard. Drums, Sidney Catlett. Piano, Art Tatum. Guitar, Al Casey. Bass, Oscar Pettiford. Vibraharps, Lionel Hampton. And Red Norvo. And later on, you'll hear from Benny Goodman and Teddy Wilson and vocalist Mildred Bailey and Billie Holiday. But now comes tonight's first spotlight tune with Al Casey, Art Tatum, and Coleman Hawkins on the beam in Esquire Bounce.
This is Eric Hoffner. I'm your host. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz. You listened to a great concert from the Metropolitan Opera House in the year 1944, and I hope you will listen to future broadcasts. I'll try to bring music that you will love. I'm signing off. See you the next time.